All right, so Lisa having a little problems in the bedroom with her husband. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Is this Lisa?
This is Lisa.
Hey there, Lisa. Thanks for letting us call you so early. walk us through happening.
Okay. My husband has to get up early, like really early for work.
Mm-hmm.
And we can relate.
I get that.
Uh-huh.
What?
We can relate.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. but he gets, his alarm starts going off at 4:30.
Yep.
And that's not the issue. The issue is that he snoozes 2 to 3 times.
Oh.
And it jars me awake each time, and he doesn't understand that it, like, hurts me. It hurts my brain.
Yeah.
I don't have to get up until 6:15.
Yeah.
But yeah. He's like, you're so lucky you get to sleep in later. It's like driving me nuts to just to hear, just roll over and go back to sleep, like over and over again. But he's not listening to my explanations, how it's affecting me. And I just feel like, am I crazy or being dramatic, or is he crazy for expecting me to keep waking up?
It's inconsiderate for sure.
Okay, so what do you...
I don't snooze. Like, I try to catch the alarm before it even starts to, like, get crazy. And I've got the kind of alarm that starts, like, soft and then kind of gradually increases. Yes, and it's the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's right by me, so I can usually catch it before it wakes him up. But, I feel like if you have a partner, you don't snooze if they don't have to get up when you do.
This is a weird thing to say, but have you considered sleeping in different rooms?
Yeah, I've talked about it with him too, and I'm seriously considering it, but then he feels like that's pretty much a divorce.
Oh.
Well, okay. They do call it a sleep divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do that with, like, my wife, but
we occasionally do, though. Like, if one of us is sick or we're tossing and turning, having a tough night, then, you know, they just kind of go downstairs to let the other sleep.
Yeah, that's what, that, you know what, like, have you been able to at least convince him, like, hey, maybe if you're waking up at 5, why don't you set your alarm for 4:55? So instead of 4:30, so you allow your body to actually get some of that sleep, and then
decrease the amount of time that you're snoozing.
And then you're not, you're only jolted awake once. And I get it, though. If you
can't go back to sleep.
Right. And that starts to make you go crazy.
It does, yeah. I feel like I'm losing it.
Yeah. No, I get that.
No, I get that.
All right, well...
But I'll bring that up to him. That's a great idea. Thank you.
All right. Well, we do have some other people texting in with what they do. So, maybe we can give you a cool path forward that will help you at least get a little sleep. Maybe give you some words to convince your husband that you're going crazy because you're not getting enough sleep.
No, I appreciate that. I'm excited to get some help with this.
Yeah, CC on text says, oh God, I'm also married to Lisa's husband.
Oh yeah.
There are a ton of people who are like, same boat.
Yep. I told you this was going to be relatable.
I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who are like, hey, you got to do the separate room.
Yes.
Or at least temporarily, just to show them that you mean business.
Trina, at first alarm, pillow to the face. He's awake after that.
Pillow to the face. My God. Yeah, Cheyenne says, my husband has to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. I do not wake up until 6. He always makes sure he gets up before that alarm goes off to not wake me up respectfully. And after a while, it starts to become a habit and he'll wake up before his alarm. I can say I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I will wake up a lot of times and I'll turn my alarm off as it starts to ring.
Sure.
Like, it is almost automatically. Yeah. So it's just a beep. And it's done.
Yep. Well, I'm the same.
I have to get up immediately. Otherwise,
wake up multiple times in the middle of the night, though, thinking I'm not going to hear the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many years I've had this schedule.
Oh, my
it
gosh.
It does not matter.
Last night, it was terrible because we had a smoke detector that started to lose its battery.
Oh, so it started. That's the worst. Why is it always in the middle of the
night? I know.
Why?
And it started to chirp.
Yep.
And so
that's super loud.
But
you're
it wasn't
not ignoring that.
But it was like in the hallway, and so it was muffled.
Right.
And then
you have to figure out which one is it.
And I get up. Because at first I thought it was like my car alarm.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I'm drunk out of sleep,
sure.
You know. And so I get up and then I realize what it is. And then I look at the clock and I'm like, oh, my alarm rings in 25 minutes.
Oh, that is
the worst. It was the worst.
Oh, that's
absolute
awful.
Worst.
Yes. Well, and every time that's always happened to us, it's when it's in like a giant, we used to have a really big tall vault in our, and it was always that one that's chirping at 3 o'clock in the morning where you have to get like a literal extension ladder.
Oh my gosh.
To fix it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oh my gosh. Alexis texts us. I'm cracking up. This morning I had 8 alarms set starting at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh,
I woke up at 7.
Oh. Oh, Alexis,
all right.
Your normal routine?
All right, 502-795-1997.
Wow.
Voice notes, your story, we want to hear it.
Oh, there's so many people who are like, I am Lisa's husband.
Yes. All right, so Pathways Forward, we got it for you in group therapy. When your husband gets up before you do... Hits the snooze.
Multiple times,
wakes you up. You've told him how this is terrible for you and your sleep and your mental health. And he's like, whatever.
Yep. There's a lot of people pointing that part out. It's like, oh, you're hurting me, him. I don't care. And I'm going to keep doing it. Try saying it that way and see if it hits.
I know. Now, back in the day when I was in college, working on a morning show, on a morning radio show, and going to my actual job after class, it was crazy. And I had 3 different alarms set up in different areas of my room.
Oh.
And they would go off probably 5 minutes apart, and I would get up and I would do a routine. And I would wait until all 3 were ringing, and I'd get up, and I'd snooze, and I'd go back to bed.
I would throw things. I would throw things.
Snooze.
I would be a violent person.
And I'd go back to bed. I have been able to get beyond that. And now, you know, my body has just conditioned itself to hate me.
Oh, wow.
With the lack of sleep that I get. But whatever.
Rachel on Facebook is suggesting now you set an alarm for 3:30. And do that a few days and see how he feels. Fight fire with fire, basically.
Angie, now you are the Lisa in this situation. Your husband does the same thing.
I'm with Lisa. I've been married for almost 31 years.
Uh-huh.
My husband still does that.
Oh.
Is there a solution or are you just living with it?
The man sleeps like the dead. I've just learned to live with it.
Bless your heart.
Okay, so Angie, you're rolling in to say, I can commiserate with you, and there's not much you can do.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
I got
all
you.
Right.
Bless
well,
your heart.
Angie,
there
yes.
There needs to be a support group.
Angie, you need to listen to some of these responses, too.
Wives of Snoozers.
Yes.
Maybe that's the name of the Facebook group.
Right. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Love you all.
All right. Thanks.
So many people, including Jackie on Facebook, are saying get him a smartwatch.
Mm.
Jackie said, I used to have to be at work by 4, did the same thing to my husband.
Mm.
I'm not able to just jump out of bed. Truly, I'm not either.
Right.
It's like I have to move one toe before I can even think about like moving a foot
right.
to get out of bed, all the things. But I don't hit snooze.
Uh-huh.
I just hit it, turn it off, and then I'm just like, okay, 5 minutes, I can start to get up. Anyway, she said, I'm not able to just jump out of bed. I hit the snooze a few times to wake up slowly, bothered my husband too, since he was a light sleeper and was being woken up at 2:45.
Mm.
So I got a smartwatch. You can set an alarm on the watch that vibrates so he can still snooze for 30 minutes without disturbing you.
I do like the smartwatch idea.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying, yep, that has been a
and
game changer for us.
You just got to have also a come to Jesus with him.
Right.
Be like, listen, this is not working. I'm going to sleep in this room, or you kick him out and make him sleep in another room until you figure it out.
Mary Jane says he needs to get a shock collar anytime his alarm goes off. What in the world?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Natalie rolls in, hearing the horror stories about waking up with a spouse. I've never been happier to be more single in my life.
Okay.
See, there you go.
Sure.
Glass is half full.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Alexis, I'm cracking up this morning. I had 8 alarms set starting at 5:30. I woke up at 7.
Yeah.
And he didn't wake up to them either. And my 2-year-old was sleeping between us. Our entire family is full of deep sleepers. Wow. Or Amber says headphones. But then, yes, a lot of people are saying separate bedrooms.
Yeah. Or at least do it to start and just say, hey, look, you're going to have to sleep in this room until we figure this out.
Yeah. Taylor says not addressing the same issue led to mine and my husband's separation.
Jeez.
It seems petty, and it was just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm.
But I felt like I was being tortured for years by waking up to multiple alarm clocks and still having to get up to wake him up.
Wow.
Separate bedrooms.
I like the smartwatch idea.
Yeah, try that first.
If you can get a smartwatch that will vibrate.
Right.
Then that could be a game changer.
Yes, and then if that still doesn't work, then maybe a couple of nights you sleep separately. Because even just a couple of nights of you being able to get like solid all the way through sleep without being woken up can be a game changer for you too.
All right, good
luck.
So
I know it's not, that doesn't sound like romantic, and it sounds like it could be like the beginning of the end. But I think it's more of a the beginning of the end
if you are developing
more and more animosity.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're being sleep deprived and you're just cranky and angry all the time. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to be like, why are you cranky? All the things. It can be incessant sleep. Yes, it's an incessant cycle that's not going to be healthy for either one of you.
All right, good luck. That's group therapy. No.